Every family has moments of misunderstanding, frustration, and hurt feelings. But what makes a home peaceful isn't the absence of conflict. It's how we respond to it. As Christians, we're called to reflect God's grace and forgiveness, not just in public or at church, but right where it matters most, at home. Today, let's talk about how to model grace and forgiveness within your family, and why doing so can transform your home into a space filled with peace, love, and Christ-centered harmony. Grace is more than kindness. It's choosing to extend love and patience, even when someone doesn't deserve it. When parents model grace, they show their children that love isn't conditional, that it isn't earned by good behavior, but freely given, just as God's love is for us. Modeling grace looks like responding calmly instead of reacting in anger. It means offering second chances, speaking words that heal instead of hurt, and listening with empathy, even when emotions run high. Children don't learn grace from sermons. They learn it from watching us live it. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is what keeps grace alive. It's not always easy, but it's essential. A home that holds grudges becomes heavy with resentment, while a home that practices forgiveness breathes freely again. Ephesians 4 verse 32 reminds us, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." When we forgive, we're saying, "I choose peace over payback." It doesn't mean ignoring wrongs. It means letting go of bitterness and allowing healing to begin. So, how can we model grace and forgiveness daily? First, admit when you're wrong. Children respect honesty. When parents apologize, they teach humility. Saying, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoken that way," helps your children see that even grown-ups need grace. Second, let go quickly. Holding on to anger poisons your home. Before reacting, take a moment to pray and ask God for wisdom to respond with gentleness. Third, create a culture of prayer. Make prayer a natural part of family life, after disagreements, before bedtime, and when asking for forgiveness. Prayer invites God's peace to reign over your home. Fourth, speak life-giving words. Your tone shapes your family's atmosphere. Replace harshness with gentleness and criticism with encouragement. And finally, practice daily compassion. See beyond behavior to the heart. When your child is upset or your spouse is short-tempered, ask yourself, "What's really going on?" Grace responds with compassion instead of judgment. Forgiveness also needs to be taught, especially to children. Kids often hold on to hurt feelings, but when we teach them to forgive early, we help them build stronger relationships for the future. You can do this by reading Bible stories together, like Joseph forgiving his brothers or the parable of the prodigal son. You can role-play what forgiveness looks like, or let them see you and your spouse make peace after an argument. When they see forgiveness lived out, they begin to understand its power. And speaking of marriage, grace begins between husband and wife. Marriage is the heartbeat of the home, and when couples forgive each other freely, they create a safe and loving environment for everyone else. Disagreements are normal, but unity is a choice. Colossians 3 verse 13 reminds us, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Pray together, listen with patience, and never let pride win over peace. When your marriage reflects God's grace, your children learn what love really looks like: humble, kind, and enduring. Creating a home filled with grace doesn't happen overnight. It's built one small choice at a time. Start simple. Pray together in the morning, share words of gratitude at dinner, and end the day by saying something kind to each other. Display a Bible verse about forgiveness where everyone can see it. These small acts cultivate peace and remind your family daily that God's love covers every flaw and every failure. Learning how to model grace and forgiveness at home is one of the greatest gifts you can give your family. It's not about perfection, it's about presence. It's choosing love over pride, mercy over resentment, and peace over being right. Because when grace becomes the language your family speaks, hearts soften, relationships heal, and the love of Christ becomes visible in your everyday moments. So today, make the choice to extend grace. Apologize first. Forgive quickly. Love deeply. And remember, every time you choose forgiveness over frustration, you are creating a home where God's peace can dwell richly. For more faith-filled marriage and family encouragement, visit blissfullywedded.com, where you'll find devotionals, practical guides, and biblical inspiration to help your family grow in grace and love.